Rakeem's going for a scan this afternoon, and yet Craig was back on the training ground this morning. One probably won't be ready for the weekend, and fingers crossed, if he has no reaction to training today or tomorrow, that one will be back.
Is there a concern over Rakeem, or is it more of a precaution than anything else to just make sure you've got to the bottom of it?
I think he's a very young lad who probably it's feeling his thigh a little bit. I just wanted have a look at the extent of it, I suppose, for him, really. So we're not anticipating it's anything too bad. I think he's got a very, very minor injury in the, what we call a hip flexor, right at the top of his thigh. So, but you know, I would only anticipate it being a week or so.
Can I ask you what the confidence is like around the place at the moment, Tony, when you see them out on the training pitch every day? Do four wins in a row really give everyone a little bit of an extra spring in the step?
Well, it can do. I think at this precise moment, on the back of two games pretty close together, it's more of a question of making sure we don't overload them, make sure the training's not doing too much leg work, just getting them on the grass and not just jogging about, but making sure that they are loosening off the muscles, conserving energy, doing some stuff in a video room, positives and the negatives of games, and just trying to keep the learning process, the improvement going before the next game comes along.
Have you been happy at both ends of the pitch? The goals against Colham is looking pretty good, and you've been free scoring in the last four games, haven't you?
Listen, I think it's okay. I think what's important for this club at this moment in time in this league is to try and win football matches and find a way to do it. At times, it's not how I would like to do it, and yet, you know, after the first two games, you know, where we had over 60% possession in them two games, I had to do a lot of thinking and try and come up with a way that was just going to win matches, really, and put some principles behind us and find the team and a way that we could go and win some games and then build the confidence, and maybe we'll see a more free-flowing, open, expansive team later in the year if confidence is really high. But at this moment, it's about trying to put a team on the pitch to win games.
So in the most ideal of worlds, is the current style of play not the one that you would envisage going forward then?
Yeah, I think so. I think you win games by keeping clean sheets. You know, it's never changed. And you can also win games by scoring lots of goals. That's never changed. I think everything in between is open for discussion points. You know, the world's full of experts on how best to do it, as every team tries to create its own identity. And as we go along, I'm sure we'll create an identity that is one that hopefully, first and foremost, is successful.
We see some managers go for team selection, sort of horses for courses policy, to say, you know, certain lineups might be tailored to certain opposition. You've only made changes really when you've had to in the last few games. Is that the way you like it, Tony, at the moment, that if the players are playing well, they keep the shirt?
I think there's so many different things you have to throw into the melting pot to consider. It's not just a question of if it's going all right, just keep it the same. No, I think there is certain players you have to look at, you know. So I'm trying to give you an example. If you think of Corey, for instance, who missed most of last season, he's been away on international, he's played 90 minutes in their second game, comes back, he's just played three games in a week. You look at his history of being injured, of the amount of loading, etc., he's taken. And so it's not just a question of just keep picking the same team, just send them out there, just because footballers are human beings, they are fallible, they will break down, they will pick up injuries and knocks, and they will get tired, they won't find the same energy and adrenaline levels. And I think you have to be conscious of all of that all of the time. You're asking about confidence on the training pitch. Well, if you're not doing much on the training pitch and you're not letting them just run free and play games and enjoy themselves because you want to make sure they don't expend too much energy, they have to save it for Saturday, then you know, that's what you're doing constantly, really, trying to get the balance between picking a team that's confident and knows it can go and win games, but also not pushing it too far and keep picking the same team that has no energy in the next game. I saw Neil Warnock talking about it this week. They lost 3-0 and he blamed himself for keeping the same team when his team looked tired and jaded at Preston, I think it was. So them are always rushing through your mind. You're always thinking, can they go one more game, or can we push them a little bit harder? And then you'll have regrets if somebody breaks down or two or three of them get injured and you've got to make changes then because they're unavailable. Or if your team don't find the adrenaline levels, the intensity required to win the next game because they're a bit jaded because they've put so much effort into the previous game. So As I've always said to you, as football, as a manager, you can only win an argument if you win a football match. And so if I make four changes on Saturday and we win 2-0, everybody will be happy. If I make four changes on Saturday and we lose 1-0, everybody will be very unhappy. So let's just go along as we're going along. I'll pick the team, I'll analyse the players, look at them in training, talk to them, see how they're feeling, and try and pick a team that can win the next match.